And now the situation is getting tense in Bahrain on the eve of February the 14th, which marks the fourth anniversary of the Bahraini Revolution. Now, regime forces used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse anti-Khalifa protesters. The island city of Sitra was a flashpoint of clashes, where reports said that live ammunition was used against protesters. Mass protests were also held elsewhere in Ashatakan and the capital, Manama. Now, there, the demonstrators marched to the main squares, pledging not to give up on their right to democracy. The protests come as the Persian Gulf state is also hit by a three-day general strike called by the opposition and political activists.
Nearly 4 years have passed since Bahrainis began a popular uprising against the Al Khalifa ruling family. Dozens of people have been killed and thousands arrested and put in prison as the Saudi-backed regime continues its harsh crackdown on dissent. But people say they will not back down.
I was amazed from last night till today. I can see a lot of people, much more than I used to see in 2012, the moment where I was detained. We have taken one-way ticket towards democracy. And no matter how much it costs and no matter how long it takes, but we will not go back. Especially taking into consideration we have paid a heavy price for this democracy.
The regime, which has turned a deaf ear to the democratic demands of the people, recently stepped up its clampdown on protesters by arresting the prominent opposition figure and the leader of Al-Wafaq Islamic Society, Sheikh Ali Salman, on charges of inciting violence. It has also stripped dozens of people from Bahraini citizenship. The crackdown has led anti-government protesters to resort to a new peaceful tactic, civil disobedience. A three-day nationwide strike has begun with shops and businesses all shut down. Reports say many employees at state institutions, banks, and commercial centers have also walked out.
Today's strike was another milestone in the struggle, a peaceful struggle, which shows the determination of the Bahraini people against the oppression of the Al Khalifa regime.
Reacting, Manama has tried to prevent people from holding demonstrations by surrounding all villages and towns. It has sent vigilantes and security forces onto the streets. Many people have been arrested and a number of others injured in the fresh crackdown. Bahrain's Al Khalifa family is a staunch ally of the West in the Middle East. The country is home to U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet, and the U.K. is also planning to establish a permanent military base there. For that, it seems that calls on the regime and its Western backers for political freedoms are being ignored.
The increasing of Daesh, ISIS here and there, it's because of repression, it's because of dictatorship, it's because of the double standard of foreign policies of those governments. So they are responsible of the extremism that we have here. So if they don't want this extremism to exist in this part of the world, they have to support the peaceful struggle for democracy.
In the latest development, U.S.-based Human Rights First has recommended that Washington review its ties with Manama. According to the group, Bahrain's refusal to tackle political reforms, corruption and sectarianism has made it a shaky bet as a U.S. ally.